Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me in the studio, amazingly, they're back, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Doing good.
Oops. Hello.
Hi. Well, welcome. And Dr. Hubbard, of course, she's written a great book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Dave's written many. And Dave, the newest publication by you is entitled Smart Love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's now, because he's so smart.
Well, I read it, and it really should be entitled Brilliant Love. I mean, it's pretty amazing. So I want to encourage anybody that hasn't read that book, grab it. In fact, a gift of any amount, just tell him. I know it's not – he wasn't supposed to. Tell him that. He wasn't supposed to, but a gift of any amount, I'll send it to you, okay? But also, you know, Dave and I, we wrote this really great – book that's just changing people's lives. Take Your Life Back. We did the workshop this past weekend. It was phenomenal. So I just hope and pray that you will do whatever it takes to get to a workshop, Take Your Life Back, or the Marriage Intensive, or read Dave's book, Smart Love. Now, this is a really special day today because it is September the 14th. It's Thursday, and in theaters...
Yes.
In theaters all across America at 7 p.m. It's a Fathom event, is what it's called. But The Heart of Man, the movie, The Heart of Man is playing. And it's pretty amazing. No, it's not pretty amazing. It's probably the most beautiful, the best produced, so well done movie that I've seen in the Christian arena on the screen. And at the end, you're provided an option if you need some help. To text. And when you text the number for help like we do, it goes right to us. You're given a phone number to call. It's a number that we use in addition to New Life. It's 1-800-HELP, the number 4, and me. We love it that this movie about sexual integrity and purity, at the end there's an option to call us and let us help. Because I think a lot of issues are going to come up. If you're a woman, you'll be greatly encouraged by this, what can happen. You'll understand how it happens. And then there's this wonderful interview with this woman, a very courageous woman, who through abuse got into a lesbian relationships, and then through learning to trust, is in an amazing marriage, has her own ministry. It's The Heart of Man. And if you go to Fandango or one of those movie-finding places, type it in, they'll tell you where it's going to be. But it's 7 p.m. tonight. I'm going to be in Carmel. I'll be at the showing at the IMAX 16 over on 96th Street. It's going to be an incredible time. And it's not just a movie. Afterwards, there's a panel discussion. And well, I'll tell you, if there's anybody who could drag someone who's never done anything about their sexual integrity, they'd really relate to these guys. Mm-hmm. Bold honesty and beauty is what you see. It plays out the prodigal son story in a very unique way. I can't say enough about it. You've heard me criticize Christian movies before, and rightfully so. And then I was criticized for criticizing their acting, even though they had a great message. This is beyond anything you've ever seen. The Heart of Man, tonight, 7 p.m. Encourage somebody to go. Worth every bit. And how cool that they're going to call us if they need some help. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. And if you need help or want information on that movie, go to the website, newlife.com, or call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're going to go right to the phones because that's what we're here for. And how about we go to Lee from Washington, D.C., listens on her iPod. And yeah, here's the podcast. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
First I want to say thank you, guys, for your ministry and that I learn a lot from you guys. For my own life, for other people's life, I understand people better. I advise people through you guys' advice, and I give you guys number to people who are in need of different issues. So I wish I had best friends like you guys, or I wish you guys were actually my neighbors that I could always go through and ask the questions. my own question is, I'm not sure if I'm trying to understand myself, and I'm trying to understand what triggers why. Sometimes I just get very emotional, either sad or angry. Our life situation right now is a little stressful with kids and work, and so sometimes we have actually a lot of friends. So I have misunderstandings with my husband, so I feel like I just get pretty frustrated, overwhelmed, and angry. But sometimes I feel like I don't know if it has to do just now with my situation right now, or if it's something that I need help with, or I need to figure out why I overreact and I get
tough, huh?
Like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So it bothers
Jill, what do you think?
It bothers you that you get flooded with emotion,
and you
feel like you overreact.
Yeah, I don't know if it's overreacting, but I'm trying to understand why is it? Why can I just take things lightly or easy, or I don't know.
Can you give us an example of something so we have a sense of when it happens to you?
Well, within my household, it's more like when my husband, when I feel like he doesn't understand right now, when I'm exhausted or just feeling like he doesn't get it really. That's just simple things that,
okay.
At the end of the day, that's that. But other than that, even with my dad passed away, but my family members, they live outside of the country. So sometimes with kids, you need a support group. And so I have family members that I feel like are not real.
Lee, it sounds like there's a lot of grief in your life. I mean, your dad just passed away. Your family lives far away.
Right.
And excuse me. It sounds like when your husband doesn't understand, it reminds you of the lack of emotional support and family, of having that. And that can feel really lonely. And that can cause all of the more depressive emotions to flood in. Those feelings of being all alone.
It's like being invisible.
It can be.
You did a CD on invisible.
Yeah, not being heard and not feeling like, you have a voice. with your husband or being dismissed. And this can happen either if you've had, you know, a really wonderful family who was always there and supportive and you just, you know, expected that, and then to not have that, it's devastating. Or if it were the opposite, if you had a family that you felt misunderstood by, and those feelings then, you know, are brought up again when your husband does the same thing.
And your anger is a protest. It's saying that this isn't right. And part of it, you're looking to your husband to fill the gap. Mm-hmm. And I really think you'll find that other women will fill the gap first. And I don't know that you have very many female friends that you can be honest and open with. And that's where I would begin.
Right next to me. I have and that's another thing I think, because I was spoiled with good friends. So I feel like for my surroundings now is more all superficial, and I feel like most of them cannot be real with each other.
Hmm.
Well, you got to have friends you can be real with. Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. the key.
That really know you and that you know them. And so your heart is really hungering.
That's what a counselor does too, is it is interested in getting to really know the real you.
Yeah.
And it's a place to practice. But I'd be looking for some female friends that you can be real with, and maybe take the list of friends that you have and try to be open with them carefully and see if they can respond authentically.
Mm-hmm. See if they'll go to the next level.
It seems like you know the source of the anger and you know the source of the hurt. And now... Mm-hmm. It's a question of how do you, in 2 years, how can you be at a place where you're talking about it and it's not killing you? Mm-hmm. It's not ripping through you like this, and you really have done some resolving of it. I think
I want to learn how just to be, to respond. Like, I don't want it to be affect me that way. I want to respond calmly. Like, even... Sometimes I feel like I just want to be quiet, so just I don't react to anything.
Yeah, well, take your life back is what that's all about. It's exactly what you're saying. You don't want to be reactive, because that never when you're a reactive person, you're at the mercy of whoever's with you. If they trigger you, you react. But when you're responsive, when you've worked through that, you're responding to God, not reacting to another person. And what a great place that is to be. And all of us get triggered into stuff from time to time. But for the most part, we don't have to feel the depths of that pain. So
right. Well, and that's why you guys developed the workshop, to help people with this very thing.
Yeah. So I'm going to send you the book, and I'm going to send you the little workbook. I think it's really going to help you there. If you hold on, I'll get it to you. Anybody else? If you find yourself being controlled by somebody else, that you're so hurt or angry or depressed, that can change. And that first step is getting that book, Take Your Life Back. That's what it's about. It's working on your side of the street to be sure that you are free. Take your life back.
Well,
you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Another important thing to remember is whenever we feel like we are overreacting to things or kind of on a hair trigger, there's so much more going on than just the immediate situation.
Absolutely.
So that is our clue that, there's some work to be done here, because there's more to this.
Yeah.
It's usually not just the present. It's from the past a lot of times.
Yep. All right. Let's go to Marcia, Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Hi, Marcia.
How are you? Thank you for
doing all right.
Call.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, what's going on?
My question. I have a 16-year-old daughter who has been human trafficked twice.
Hmm.
She has had sexual abuse done by, we found out, by an older brother. She has a baby, beautiful child. Had him at almost 16, and we've been through counseling for her, because she used to cut herself. She still does cut herself, and we're trying to get, I'm trying to get a therapy, but it won't happen until next month, because she's broken two appointments. We had two scheduled appointments, and she's either sabotaged them, somehow or something. At any rate, but she just will not do. She's like, Mom, I'm so talked out that I don't see what a therapist can do.
Marcia, why does she run away?
We didn't know what she had with the sexual abuse. My older brother was living in the house, but she would never say, why you not come home? She'll come home and she'll leave. She'll come home, she'll leave. But we didn't know anything until the second time around of human trafficking came up. So one pain brought out another pain. And she's just angry to me with the world. She'll take her frustrations, her anger out on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Kimberly, but you're not dealing with your pain. You're not dealing with it. And then you have a mindset of a teenager, so and a mom. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wow. Okay, what do I do as a parent? Because she's a parent also, but she's also 16. Mm-hmm. And then she has the baby's father. He's 17.
Well, you were about to ask us a question. What was that question?
How do I better help her? When she's just, Mom, I'm talked out. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk. I just don't want to talk. Or, yes, I'll do therapy, and then when it's time to go to a scheduled appointment, she won't go. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's hard for me because I'm trying to help her, assist mm-hmm. her as much as I can. But if you want to go forward for me, to me, if you want to mm-hmm. go forward and get this over with, be, you know, don't deal with this so much when you're an adult.
Yeah.
You have support right now, deal with it. So,
yeah, which would be great. It sounds like she's still in the mode, though, of surviving everything that's happened
yes.
to her.
Yes.
And that she
yes.
feels really hopeless, that there hasn't been enough things in place to really, that were strong enough to really hold her and contain her. And so there's been a lot of chaos in her life.
Yes.
Yeah, so that makes it hard because her attitude then is just to want to push it away. It's just too much for her, and mm-hmm. that's one thing to speak what you think she's feeling, that you realize it all feels like too much, and she just wants to push it away, and it feels like it's doing nothing because it's so slow, and yet to push it away means to
right.
just then end up in more traumatic situations because
right.
we know that people who are abused tend to get re-abused, right? It's like they've got it tattooed on their forehead. And so mm-hmm. when that's what you know, that's what continues to happen to you unless there's an intervention. So I think that as her mom, you have to say, I know you're tired. I know you don't want to deal with this, but I want to help protect you in this, and to also ask for her forgiveness, I think, mm-hmm. in how you didn't protect her, how you didn't know.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
That's an important piece.
And it's just a point of, well, Ma, you should have been there. Mm-hmm. I said, I am here. We're in the same house. Mm-hmm. So how would I know when I don't have those signs? Because we thought it was her dad. He no longer lived with us. Mm-hmm. But he played some roles, too, in her self-esteem issues.
So you say, I am so sorry for whatever ways I was not there and for not recognizing. And I want to hear mm-hmm. those from you, and I'm willing to hear those from you. But I'm also trying to be here for you now. Help me be here for you now so that in another year you're not saying, why didn't you do something?
Exactly.
Yeah, and a way you might say is, I know you just kind of feel like you got nothing left here. I've heard that, but mm-hmm. I really do want you to be in a better place in a year. How is the best mm-hmm. way for me to help you move to the just like a little bit better? You know, what can I do? What's the best way to approach you? Because If we don't do anything together, then we're both just going to be sitting here in this same situation. So let's do something together. How can I best meet your need Because I know that if I just ignore you or just don't say anything or don't help in some way, things can really not just stay same, but they'll get worse. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that for you. Yeah.
Right. And maybe the two of you go to counseling together. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. But I need her to go.
Well, just tell her you'll go with her.
Tell her that you, you want to be there to help her. You want to learn how you can be a better support to her. Would she go with you to inform the counselor, you know, where you've fallen short and how the two of you could work together?
Hey, so Mariella, I think it's, what happened to the brother? Where is he now?
He's no longer living with us. He had to leave. We were going through court. And it came out through, I think she told her, either the lawyer or another agency that
okay,
deals with
so
human trafficking.
Knows
okay.
So they told us that he has to go.
Okay.
So he did leave.
Okay, one final thing. Just you go to counseling, ask her to go with you, but you go anyway.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dave Stoop. Let me just click something here.
We're echoing.
Yeah, got a little echo. Now, I want to make a point. When Madeline came into my life, I never dreamed that my number one priority as a parent would be to prevent her from being molested. But that was my number one job. It's my number one job with my kids that are 11 and 8 today. Now, why am I saying this? Because I think parents don't fully understand the lengths at which you have to go to protect your children. You don't let them be alone with older people. You don't let them go to places where they could be taken or hurt. A sleepover would be a rare or non-existent event unless there was tremendous, a lot of safeguards. So our job is to protect our kids. And you simply must do whatever you have to do and be willing to be hated by a 9-year-old because you're not going to let them get out of the house on their own and alone.
Mm-hmm. But that's also different, Steve, than putting your fear on them, right?
You don't act paranoid. No, that's right.
Or making them afraid of the world, but you protect them so that they can feel safe and secure.
You don't make them afraid of every stranger. That's silly. You just don't put them in a place where that stranger could do anything to them because you're there with them. So you can't be 100%. Things happen in this world. But most parents could probably do well for their children to be a little more vigilant, not in what you say, but just what you allow and what you look for. And I got to tell you, I don't know enough about most any person on this planet that would allow me to trust my child to be in their home overnight. So it could happen, and it will, but I got to have a lot of evidence that this is a trustworthy situation. The worst thing in the world is not that your child would never be on a sleepover or an overnight trip, but boy, the worst thing happening in childhood, getting molested or raped or killed or whatever, you know, that's worth a little extra protection for your children. That's my word of the day. I know that sounds very extreme to some people, but I really believe we got to be careful. All right, let's go to...
What are you going to send her?
Yes, what would you like for me to send? What would be a good idea, do you think, would be good to send her?
Well, what?
now that you've said that.
I thought you would know exactly what to send.
How we love our kids.
How we love our kids.
I think that's a good idea. That's how we love our kids. But maybe even now, she's 16, maybe it's how we love. I'll send both of them. Yeah. But she needs to develop a relationship, even though, you know, all of this has happened like this. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Stephanie, Missoula, Montana, listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How you doing?
Good. I have a question. So my parents have never got along throughout my entire childhood, and I'll get into more detail later, but my question is how do I talk to my mom about what to do regarding my dad? My dad had an affair when I was in high school, and I just found out about it a couple months ago. And I was talking to my mom about just how her life is going, and she said at this point her and my dad are roommates. They still are married, and they live together. He lives in Montana with her about 4 months out of the year, and then he goes down to California. And he's very controlling and rude and just not very nice to her. They don't do anything together. They never talk. They don't sleep in the same bed. They just don't have a relationship at all. So I'm just wondering how I talk to my mom, whether I advise her towards divorce or what I should do.
Well, I don't know that I would talk to your mom at first to give her advice. I would want to listen to why she has allowed this to continue. And
why are you feeling the need to give her advice?
Well, just because I just feel like she's kind of trapped in the house. Like, she doesn't really have a husband or anybody.
So you feel bad for her?
Yeah.
Okay. And it hurts you to see her like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she acts all happy and everything, but I feel like that's just an act. I don't think that's exactly how she feels.
Okay. Well, and that would be a good thing to ask her and to let her know how much it hurts you to see her in pain or to see her trapped. And kind of, you know, put that out there and put it back in her lap, because she has made some choices, and it might be helpful for you to understand, you know, her choices and why she's made them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would want to know what in her background, what is it that makes it possible for her to not stand up for herself, mm-hmm. not take care of things, not deal with things, just allowing it to happen. Mm-hmm. And I would say, because I want to understand what led you that way, because I don't want to be that way, too. Because mm-hmm. I think that's part of what's behind what you're
Well, and tell her
about.
That you feel compelled to want to help her, because that's something that you're wanting to enliven in your mom, because you have to identify.
We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop. And Dr. Jill Hubbard. Now, I will send her Take Your Life Back, because that's the book she needs to give to her mother.
Yes, that would
Come
be great.
Come on now. We can do better here. We can.
Yeah. Jill had some strong feelings about this.
Let's do it.
I was cut off there, so I just wanted to make my point in that I think no matter what age, you know, you want your mom to be the type of person that you can emulate, because we yes. have to identify, you know, with our female role models. And so there's, you know, there's I can hear this fire in Stephanie of, okay, come on, mom, come on, we can do better. Because if mom can be strong and do better, then it gives you as the daughter hope that you can do that too, and that you won't follow in that same fate.
Well, and
so,
if it doesn't give you make a difference, at least you understand why mom's that
way. Right. And then you can also say, okay, but I'm not my
not
mom, and I can choose differently just because mom did. And sometimes there's a fear of surpassing your mother and, you know, a parent, things like that too. So, there's lots of reasons for trying to pull someone up and along. But people do make their choices. Sometimes we just have to let them be them.
Wonder if we ought to send her, you're going to send her to Take Your Life Back. You might send her The Mom Factor, too. Henry's book.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hope
Versus
that helps.
Versus the Mom Factory, which there is no such thing. And maybe that
No, that would be really yet. Like the baby factory, wouldn't it? If it was the Mom Factory. We don't want that.
Hey, let me mention this to you, that we love being here, and we love handling these kind of calls. We never know what's going to come in. And we want to be able to do this for a very long time. And if we're going to, I need some help. We need your help here in September. If you could support us, there are two programs that Henry Cloud did, there, and we put them on a CD. One is Getting Back Up and Embracing the Negative. So if you've been through something that's really rough, send us a gift of any amount, and we'll send these to you. Now, when you support New Life, what are you supporting? Okay, first of all, you're supporting this program. It's very expensive to broadcast. It's very expensive to have an hour on radio to help people with whatever they're going through. We love to talk about things that are difficult for people to talk about. You're also supporting the kind of work that our counselors do out there, 1,500 or so, that are doing Christian counseling. And then these intensives that we do, we found a way to help people open up, do the stuff they don't want to do, deal with things that are hurtful, painful, that you don't want to deal with, and you deal with it, and then you feel 1,000 pounds lifted from your shoulder. It's called transformation, and that's what you're supporting when you support us, and we sure do need your help. I don't know of any other ministry than this one that can get as deeply into a person's life as quickly as we do, and then have a path that is as effective as this one is to maintain whatever it is. Not perfect, doesn't work, you got to have willing people. But man, if you could help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We sure would appreciate it, and we'll send you these teachings from Dr. Henry Cloud. Okay, how about we talk with, let's go to Sandra from New York, New York. Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I agree with you so much, your point about protecting our children. I did that myself. I'd like to give you a little bit of background and then get to my question. I grew up in an orphanage, every kind of abuse you can imagine, not because my parents were dead, but I guess my father was abusive and my mother was ill. I got married. I had a husband. He decided to stop working. My son got onto drugs, but he went to rehab for a year. Now he doesn't talk to me. So we got a divorce. The family broke apart. So I feel alone. You know, the brokenness from the orphanage, and now this. And when I go to God, I feel so overwhelmed with emotions that I can't even, you know, really. I feel like I can't have a. I mean, I have a relationship with Him, but I can't rest in Him because I can't spend time with Him. It's difficult to trust in God. I have a boyfriend, but I feel so disconnected, like I'm floating around in the world alone. I live alone. My stomach is in knots. I feel like I can't find my peace.
Sandra?
And a lot of triggers about my kids and raising them. I mean, I see a park or something and, you know, I just become very emotional. I blame myself.
Sandra?
I'm
Sandra.
Afraid.
Sandra?
Yeah.
I know people who have had 1/4 of the trauma that you've had and experienced 4 times the amount of hurt and pain and suffering that you have. The fact that you're calling us and you've been through trauma after trauma with no resolution of any of them, no wonder you feel the way you do. I'm so sorry for how you, it must be so painful. But I want you to know there's hope. I'm so glad you called. Jill, what are you thinking here?
Well, I'm just amazed at how much, Sandra, you have continued to try and to pick yourself up and to move forward. And I imagine that the feelings you're feeling now, as, you know, things haven't worked out the way you had hoped, it must be triggering those very alone feelings you must have had in the orphanage and your own parents unable to care for you. Because as a young person, you know, we need our parents around us. We need those strong people to give us a sense of that safety, as we were talking about, and, you know, a sense of who we are and that we're going to be okay. And when you feel all alone, there can be that kind of little kid sense of, I'm not okay. I'm not safe. Who's with me? And that is a scary place to be. And that's, you know, why now in your life it's important that, you know, it sounds like you have a boyfriend, but you need more than a boyfriend, right? You need a family of friends. You need a counselor around you. You need some people that can be anchors in your life so that when you're feeling afraid or overwhelmed, you know, you can go to them and they help to ground you. And do you
Dave, any thoughts here?
Well, that it's exactly what Jill is saying, is having that that new family, mm-hmm. And particularly a new family of women who understand, who care about me, who will be there and support me when I'm feeling the way you're feeling right now. It's overwhelming, and you can't. It's overwhelming because you're trying to do it all by yourself, mm-hmm. and it's not meant to be that way.
Right. And Sandra, there's nothing wrong with you, but a lot of wrong was done to you.
Oh, my, yeah.
And that's important because when you feel alone, you can feel like, what's wrong with me, right? I've messed everything up. Why did this happen? Things happened to you that, you know, caused you to not have the normal things in place that God intended.
I wonder how many female friends know what you've been through in your lifetime.
I share. She's thinking that, well, twofold maybe. If there is something wrong with me, by sharing, it'll make it understandable, but also to feel close. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to feel close to people. You know,
that takes time.
You know what? I think a group like an ACA group, an adult children of alcoholics, it also could be adult children of dysfunctional families.
Yeah.
That could be a really good group because they really dive into that childhood pain, and that can be very containing because everybody who's there has had some kind of hurt, and so they're able to sit with that kind of pain a little better than, you know, maybe just your friends who've never experienced that.
I think one of the interesting things about a 12-step group, a codependency or ACA group, is you're with people who have been through similar things, and so they listen, and they understand, and they accept. And when I speak at one of those recovery groups, it's like, this is like coming home because the people are so understanding.
Well,
and
there's a structure there. There's parameters, so it's safe for everybody.
Everybody's
right.
Feels safe.
Your pain is not going to take over the group.
And nobody's comparing pain. Right. They're understanding the pain because they've been through pain themselves.
Well,
and they share
the
journey.
I think the key word there is safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to find places that are safe. Not every place is safe. But boy, do we ever hear the pain that's within you, that's coming out of you.
Yeah.
And it's time. You deserve something better, different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God came for. I mean, Satan wants to steal everything from you, destroy everything, and he's doing it. And Jesus came to give you a different way of living. And he wants to do that for you right now. So, hold on. We're going to send you a copy of, I'll send you a couple of things, one of which is Take Your Life.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 22nd to the 24th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. particularly my relationship with God. I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Dave Stoop. Anything we want to add there? I did say I'd send her Take Your Life Back. I'm just wondering, maybe forgiving what you can't forget would be another big key.
Or forgiving your fathers and mothers.
All right, let's send that. Okay. We can send that. We sure can.
Mm-hmm.
And hope and pray for her.
This is a heavy, heavy day. We've had some real heavy calls.
We have.
A lot of pain.
And, of course, that's what we're here for. We we want.
And we're not even getting calls from Texas and Florida. Where they're dealing with even greater issues.
Yeah. To that end,
basic
I would just...
life issues, right?
I would point people to Matthew 26, 37, 38, where Jesus said, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Even Jesus went through this kind of pain. And he's asking here Peter, James, and John to be with him. So how much more do we need someone to be with us when we're going through very, very tough times?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have time for one more call here. But if you'll hang on, I've got call. I can take your call in that next program, and I'll do it if you'll just hang on. Final phone call right here on this program for Marie in Fairfax, Virginia, listening on WAVA. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Hi.
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 I don't have a lot of time, Marie, but I wanted to get to your call. How could we help?
Yes. I just need some help. I'm out with my daughter. She's 21 years old. She married a 59-year-old man, and he took her away from the family, and we have no relationship with her. Mm. She used to be involved with us. She has the three younger sisters, and I'm raising her four-year-old daughter, and she doesn't call or do anything, and I'm trying to hold on to a relationship, and she doesn't take my phone calls, and basically the only, contact I have with her is through, social media. And I feel like I'm, stalking her, just saying I love you and liking her posts and things like that. And I just...
Well, don't stop doing it. Don't stop doing any of that.
I don't know what to do.
Don't stop doing what you're doing.
I don't know what to do.
And she left her child behind to go be with this man.
Wow.
Okay, so I hope you hear what Dave's saying. You do what you can do, which is don't stop doing what you're doing.
You stalk her.
Yeah.
On social media.
Yeah.
And then any hint as to any event or relationship that would have led her to do something like this?
A relationship?
When growing up with someone.
Well, where's dad? Where's her dad?
She married a father figure.
Her dad is, she has a relationship with her dad, but she hadn't at first. When she married him, I raised her.
Okay,
and,
without a dad?
With a dad, with my husband.
Oh.
Yeah, with her stepdad. We raised her.
Okay.
And, but the dad wasn't in the picture. And the new, her husband actually started a relationship with her dad.
Okay.
And I guess he gave the approval for them to get married.
Oh, wow.
So what you might want to communicate in some of these things you're sending her is an understanding of how this all happened or how hurt she must have been. Whatever you can do to try to connect with her rather than just say hello, I love you, that kind of thing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, on some social media, you can direct message. And so you can send little short messages, right?
Yeah, that's what I do. I put it in her personal message box.
Mm-hmm.
So you do those things as much as you can, and then you ask her, is there any way we could just, you know, every now and then, could we just say hello? Could your daughter just see you for a little while, see if any of that helps? Is there anyone who has contact with her husband?
No.
No one.
No one. Mm-hmm.
Well, her dad, does her dad, he approved this marriage?
Yeah, at the beginning, but now, no.
Well, I would appeal to him to do what he could do to reestablish some contact with them.
No, he doesn't want her around no one.
No, but I would appeal to your ex-husband.
To try to make contact.
To try to get in contact.
We have, and he said, you know, she's tripping, you know. She kind of like is doing the same thing with them too.
Yeah, so you would encourage him to get in touch with the 59-year-old husband.
Mm-hmm.
Try to have a connection with the husband and to try to say man to man, we need this your wife, my daughter, we need her and her daughter to have a relationship here. Let's see what we can do man to man to try to facilitate that. That doesn't mean she has to come live with you guys or whatever, but let's try to do something good in this world.
Because you can communicate that you're not that she's made her choices, you're not trying to change her life, but you want to have some part of her life, and that you don't want her daughter to grow up and not know her, like she didn't know her dad growing up, her real dad.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I said, I respect your decision, and we just want to, you know, have a relationship with you, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Do you send her pictures of her daughter?
Yeah, I send pictures of her.
Okay, good. Keep doing it.
Okay, so, okay. Yeah. Wish we had more time. Your best hope. Appeal to the ex-husband to appeal man-to-man with the 59-year-old husband of your daughter. I don't know if that's going to help, but it might be your best shot.
It's not the only avenue open. Mm-hmm.
If you're on the line, please hold on. We've got one more program to do. If you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If we can help you, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, this I mentioned it earlier, this is the night for this wonderful show, The Heart of Man. You'll love it, whether you have a problem with sexual integrity or somebody else, or you just want to see what God can do in some lives. Oh, my goodness. And here's one of the taglines. Wouldn't it be amazing if shame were a bridge and not a barrier? And that's what this is all about. And if you've got shame, this could help you. Now, also, next weekend, Dallas, Texas. It's the marriage intensive. It's the best thing I know. If there was anything I knew that'd be better for your marriage, whatever stage you're in, I'd tell you to go there. You don't have to almost be divorced. You just have to say, hey, I wonder if there's some area of our lives that could be better. We'll help you with it. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Maybe you could support someone going through that. Maybe someone through the Everyman's Battle. That's going to be October the 6th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, then November the 3rd in Orange County, and December 1st in Dallas. Marriage Intensive with myself, Mylon, and Kay Yurkovich, that's the 22nd. You can support somebody. You can give them a scholarship. You can find out how they did, how they responded. And I can tell you, they responded with tremendous gratitude. That's how they responded. If you need any help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And for a gift of any amount, we send you Henry's teaching on embracing the negative and getting back up. Henry Cloud. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for being here. Pray for us. We love you. You're our people, and we're yours. Sometimes you say, I feel like you know us. Well, you do. This is who we are. We want to know you. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.